Hola Tony, it's Ange. I'm doing a recording today to talk to you about that article and my response to it about critical thinking. Okay, start us off. I think critical thinking is a really important aspect of every person's personality. Everybody should be able to think critically and solve problems because it's not only a big part of physics, but it's also a big part of life because every job out there has some form of critical thinking that has to be done, some form of problem that has to be solved. It's what working's all about. It's about giving services to other people when people have problems, whether it's a doctor or a therapist or even someone who mows your lawn. Everybody has to think critically and fix problems when there are problems to be solved. Okay, so in physics, in order to solve a problem, there's a lot of different layers of understanding that you have to know. You got to be able to visualize the problem. You have to know what the problem's asking you, and you have to be able to see it in your either on picture or in your mind. And you have to be able to come up to the with the components that are going to help you solve the problem. Behind the reasoning that you do for a physics problem, you have to have facts to prove your assertions, which is always good, and it helps you to solve the problem at hand. Something that this article dealt with a lot was opinion. And the definition of an opinion is something that you believe is true, or something that you put your everything behind, something that you stand for. It's your opinion, it's something that you see as fact. And in order to have an opinion, you have to have some reason behind it. You have to have reasoning and analysis that makes sense to other people. And unfortunately, a lot of the times, the analysis and reasoning behind our opinions is incorrect. And because of this, we should be flexible in saying that our opinions are able to change. They should change, and they should be able to change. Everyone should be open to changing their opinion, or else the world just wouldn't work together. An example from my own life when an opinion was kind of used incorrectly is last year there was a guy friend of mine in one of my 8 o'clock classes. It was a Tuesday Thursday class, so I had it twice a week. It was about 3 hours a week, and in this class I was really quiet and really tired all the time because it was so early in the morning. Because of this, a guy came up to me and told me that I was a shy person. But he only based his opinion on a very small amount of information, which was 3 hours a week that he saw me. That was happened to be at 8 o'clock in the morning. Lo, I was not going to be awake. And knowing that there's like 168 hours in a week, and him basing his opinion on my behavior using only 3 of those hours was not a very good amount of information to back up his opinion. And because of that, he didn't understand that when he saw me later on at a party outside of school, when I was being really hyper and really outgoing and more like myself than I am at 8 o'clock in the morning, he was taken aback. And he had to change his opinion, and I actually ended up talking to him, and we had a pretty good conversation about how I'm not actually shy. That's just what I am at 8 o'clock in the morning when I can't even open my eyes. So that's just an example of when someone used the problem-solving method incorrectly and created an incorrect opinion about me. All right, Tony, I enjoyed reading this article. I enjoyed doing this assignment. Thanks a lot, and have a great week.